SUNY students get death threats after running Build the Wall event. By Tom Sikata on February 15, 2019. Students at the State University of New York at Oswego received death threats after running a Build the Wall display on campus. According to a report from the College Fix, a group of students at SUNY Oswego received death threats after they organized a Build the Wall activism event on campus. "We had several great discussions with passing by students and we were only treated to dirty looks in terms of negativity at the table," one of the student activists said in a comment. After the event, social media blew up into a storm of bullying harassment and then turned to violent threats of shooting, jumping, and greasing our members. To make matters worse, soon after, these offenders targeted our direct messages with their threats of violence. "Fellas, if you're locked in a room with these three ugly MFs and only got 27 bullets, which one you'll shoot in first?" one user wrote on Twitter, in reference to the three conservative student activists. SUNY Oswego President Deborah Stanley condemned the threats in a statement. Stanley said that university police opened an investigation into those who sent the threats to the students. The police officers contacted Twitter, leading the platform to suspend the users. Stanley noted that threats of violence often have the impact of increasing the visibility and popularity of the ideas that sparked the threat. Yesterday, several violent threats were posted on social media against a properly recognized student organization and its members who were appropriately permitted to table in Murano Campus Center. University police immediately opened an investigation and requested information from the social media host site. The site took down the posted threats and suspended the accounts. The on-campus investigation continues. "Violent threats will not be tolerated and are not protected by freedom of speech. We will pursue offenders as soon as we become aware of threats of violence or other criminal acts." Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.